Okay, asking God for order again. You know what? Okay, we'll do this first. Okay, Romans 13:1. Romans 13:1. Romans 13:1. I'll read it out of the King James while you're just getting, you'll put up the Amplified.
Yeah.
Okay, but it says, out of the King James, it says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers.
Come on.
Everybody hear that?
Yeah.
Yep. For there is no power but God, but the powers that be, the officials, the police,
Come on.
The president,
right.
The higher authority, are ordained of God.
Uh-huh.
In the Amplified, it says, let every person be loyally subject to the governing civil authorities.
Amen.
And we pray for those authorities all the time.
Every day.
We pray for them.
Amen.
So that they'll do the right thing.
Amen.
And that we don't come into something like socialism or communism.
Yeah.
Or that they do the right thing, because it makes all the difference in our lives.
Right.
How we can live, how we can serve God.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It does.
Amen.
For there is no authority except from God, by His permission, His sanction, and those that exist do so by God's appointment.
Amen.
You might say there, well, then what's this with Hitler and all those? And it was because the government made it godless. Don't be godless.
No, no.
Yeah.
Because that's how socialism and communism came in.
Yeah.
And it is awful.
Mm-hmm.
They promise things. No, they'll take over. You have a house, they'll take it.
Come on.
Immediately. There were plans already to put people in prison to reprogram their mind if they got in. Okay. It says, verse 2, therefore he who resists and sets himself up against the authority resists what God has appointed and arranged in divine order. And those who resist will bring down judgment upon themselves, receiving the penalty due them. Verse 3, for civil authorities are not a terror to people of good conduct, but to those of bad behavior. You know, you feel bad, or I mean, you think, ooh, if you're speeding, you're going to be looking for cops, you know. And otherwise, if you're not speeding, you're just driving along in peace. You see what I mean? When you obey, or if you got something to hide, you're but they're trying to protect the rest of us.
Amen.
Thank God for them.
Thank God.
Yeah.
For civil authorities are not a terror to people of good conduct, but those of bad behavior. Would you have no dread of him who is in authority? Then do what is right, and you will receive his approval and commendation.
Yeah.
For that civil authority is a God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, you should dread him and be afraid, for he does not bear and wear the sword for nothing. He is God's servant to execute his wrath, vengeance, punishment and vengeance on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be subject, verse 5, not only to avoid God's wrath and escape a punishment, but also a matter of principle and for the sake of conscience. Get this. Even the next one says, for this same reason, you pay taxes. Don't complain about it. For the civil authorities are official servants under God, devoting themselves to attending to this very service. So render to all men their dues, pay taxes to whom taxes are due, revenue to whom revenue is due, respect to whom respect is due, and honor to whom honor is due. I mean, yeah, did anybody even know? See, did you know that was in the Bible?
Oh, yes, I did.
Because that, yeah, I know. I know you know. But this is, okay.
God.
So the president spoke the other night, and he pulled it down to 10 people.
Yeah.
And we, by rights, should not be here tonight.
Yeah.
So our Governor Pete Reckonstein, in conformity with the President of the United States, has asked us to limit the amount of people gathering at one location to 10 people. So in view of this, Living Word will not congregate this Sunday, nor next Wednesday, nor the next Sunday, until further notice. Until, that's why when you sung that song, he's the way maker.
Yes.
He's the miracle. Okay, you can imagine now what it's like not to have church.
Come on.
It's so easy to skip it when you got it.
That's right.
But you know now, because I told you, you think I want to be here more than anything in the world. I'm going to miss people so much. I am going to come here with Ken and then probably people, you know, in sound booth, so we can actually tape it on Sunday live. We're going to have live stream, and we'll tell you where to get it. Just learn to do Facebook or whatever is worth it for that. And you can, there are other people on there. World Harvest yesterday closed up.
Yeah.
They closed their church. They had to. Jay Everly had to close his as of today.
Iowa.
All over in Iowa. You know, the people that I associate with, they're all closed them. All over the United States. We're talking New York. I know ministers from in Fresh Hall Fellowship from all over the United States. And I know, and John said, yeah, the Bible school was closed down too. So, anyway, you could tell he was sad about it. And Donnie and Burley called me and talked at length today, so they closed theirs too, and many of the churches in Wichita, Kansas. Now, there are other little things, like Tony has a Bible study, Ken has a Bible study, and there are probably less than 10 people, and you can get together.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you know, they're recommending stay 6 feet apart and all that, you know, just... whatever, that's, you know, I'm going to just leave that to you. but you will be able to join us over live stream at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. I'll be here, standing here. 10 a.m. on Sunday. Now, and this will be on Facebook again and on our website. See, all of this was worth it to me at the age of 80 to learn those phones and computers.
Amen.
Yeah, because I want to. Because I just can't stand it if I can't get in on this stuff.
Amen.
Okay, so to tune in, you go to Living Word Facebook page, which is livingwordfcf.org. That's our Facebook page. That's our website. Whoops. Okay. All right. So our Facebook Live is Living Word
FCF.
Written out?
Just
written
search.
Out.
No, just FCF.
Okay.
Just FCF. So Living Word is written out and FCF is just...
yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, Living Word has to be written out. On the other one, it's LWFCF. .org on the website.
The website is livingwordfcf.org.
Oh my gosh.
They're both the same.
That's why we need her.
Okay.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So,
does it need to be repeated?
So, our website is It's Living Word.
Living Word.
Okay.
FCF.
Okay. I wrote it wrong here. I mean, I don't even know because I just automatically go there. I know when I've just made up paper. I have to make papers out for FCF, and I go, "What's the difference between our website and our email?" I have to look it up ourselves because I just kind of go there. All right, the Facebook page is what? Say it.
Living Word
FCF. Written out. Living Word. LIVINGWORDFCF. The website, though, is...
Same thing.
Okay.
It's up there now.
Oh, she's got it up there.
Okay, she's got it up there. Okay. Okay.
So that's the Facebook.
That's Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Which you can just search Living Word FCF in the search bar.
Did you want to say something?
Yeah, when we just looked it up on the Stephanie phone, things actually came up, so look for the flame.
Make sure there's more than one Living Word. There's a lot of Living Words, but ours is the one with the, you know, with the flame, the red flame. That's our, logo. Okay. Now, in each service, until we assemble together again, we will be receiving, though, tithes and offerings. Because your regular tithes and offerings are would be much appreciated. So we're able to keep the church operating and running smoothly.
Amen.
I mean, pretty soon we're going to get the utility bill, which is usually, last month it was really high. It was up to $3,000. But I'm sure it was warmer, so it'll be less this time, but it'll probably be over $2,000. And here's forgiving options. Since we're going to be here on Sunday morning, Christina said that her or someone could actually come to the door from 9 to 1 and drop off your tithes and offerings if you wanted to. Yeah. Or on Wednesday night, we'll be here from 6 to 9 p.m. And you could do it then if you were around. If not, there's other ways. You can also give online if you know how to do that. To
livingwordfcf.org/give.
You want to put that up there?
Right.
And people have done that before. It's to pay through PayPal. So I mean, it's so that it goes in, comes in the right place. Then PayPal gives us the money. We have to pay them to do this, though. But that's all right. All right. So it says Living Word. FCF.org. Okay. He's got all that. Give. You have to go to give. Or another option is you can mail in your tithe or offering to Living Word at our address right there, 1110 North Lincoln Avenue. I don't know how long. Or you can hold it and give it. Huh? Yeah, I thought about the same thing because I'll be here, so I don't have to do that. But I thought, I actually thought about that. Yeah. Okay. Also, I wrote here too that this will all be on Facebook, right? All this. See, all you have to do is get that Facebook app, and then you'll. It's easy, really. Yeah, you get the app and download it, and then once you do that, you're going to get what you want. Okay, we want to remind you, though, all our family and friends, avoid giving in to a spirit of fear.
Yeah. Amen.
And remember, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God did not give us a spirit of fear. But he gave us authoritative power.
Amen.
He gave us love, which casts out fear.
Yeah.
Love and fear can't be in the same place.
That's right.
A sound mind.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
A sound mind. A fearful mind is not a sound mind.
No, that's right.
It isn't.
No.
So, you know what? Use wisdom for your own good health. And please continue praying for our government, for the local body of believers and people who have been affected. And you know what? Yeah, other countries. Let's, reach out and love and help others too in the time of need. Maybe there's people who need. I see a lot of people even on Facebook saying, we'll bring food to you, just put it on your doorstep. And, there's a lot of kids that would get lunches. Free lunches because they didn't have, the schools. And there's organizations, the Milady downtown, they said, come and we'll give you a free lunch. So that's really nice of them. Uh-huh. because we need to bless other people. This is an opportunity to help others.
Amen.
And, you know, stay with the flow of the local church by staying connected and engaged with us during this time. And stand with us and with wisdom, with strong faith. Keep praying in the Spirit. Amen. Pray in tongues. So, I mean, I want this to be over just like that. But we need to, it is, I know in Douglas County, they actually said that they would be checking churches and places of bigger gatherings to see, and they would possibly give them a charge of misdemeanor. If they were, that's why we need to conform. Now, you can imagine what it would be like if a whole church would close down forever, like in China, in all those places. I mean, I yearn to come. I yearn. That's why I made the praise and worship long.
Yes.
I thought, we're going to do it tonight. And that's too late. We're not even done. It's already. I was like, 3 o'clock, and I'm going, oh my gosh, I gotta get a sermon, and I'm writing this. I probably won't even get to it. but God protects us. Just do what they, you know what they're saying, you know that. Okay. I'm not gonna go to that. I know, but they can get that from Copeland. They can get it from their TV set. And all over the place. So let's say, we're going to say Psalm 91. And hopefully we'll be able to gather. Now, also, I don't know, sometimes on Tuesdays, there's 10 people. We could probably still pray.
Yeah.
But if there's more than 10. And see, on Friday, I don't know. I wanted to say, if there's, you know, other things like... Last week, there were a lot of people missing a Bible study, and there are still 13. Mm-hmm. So I probably need to cancel it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
No.
With all my heart, I don't want to.
President Donald Trump
is I know it. We need to honor our president and get this thing over with fast.
Yeah.
Prayer. What?
It depends.
What do you have a question?
She was wondering if we had prayer on Friday, she asked
me. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many.
It depends on who gets.
Yeah. Yeah, and you never can tell.
No.
That's trouble. I think there were over 10 people on this last, and there were a lot of people missing. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I think so. We're having food pantry, right? Yeah, because they can make the boxes and give them to them out there. Yeah, you probably won't be able to preach though, because there'll be, you know, people. Hey, cool. That'd be good. Give them. She'll type the message and give it next time. Then give it to them. In a month, they'll.
Probably don't want them to come in though, do you?
They got that handled.
We got it covered.
Yeah, you got it covered. I know you do. Let's just say in Psalm 91, and this time we'll do it out of, because I'm thinking, should I do it out of King James or, and we did it last Sunday out of the Passion Bible. We did it, where were we? We did it out of the Living Bible. Oh, that was prayer. Yeah. Now, you know, okay, let's do it out of the Amplified.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can put it up there. Okay, and it says, now, this is a person who has a personal relationship with God. You can't dwell in a secret place without being intimate. And that word intimate there actually means like a husband and wife.
Yeah.
It does. That's how intimate You become one with God. You become one with Him. So it says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. They can't stand under when you're under God. I will say of the Lord, I always say it this way, you are my refuge. You know, don't say, He is my refuge. I mean, if you're personal with Him, you are my refuge, God. You are my refuge. You're my fortress. You build it around me. You are my God. And in you, I lean. I rely on you, God. And in you, I confidently trust. For then, absolutely, surely guaranteed, He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from this deadly pestilence. Moving around, trying to. Then He will cover us with His pinions and under His wings. See, we're in a protective bubble.
Yes, we are.
Under the angels, too. Shall we trust and find refuge? His truth. What's truth? His word. And His faithfulness. He never leaves you or forsakes you. Are a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of arrows, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that fly by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at my right hand. In fact, all around you it shall fall, but it shall not come near me. Only a spectator will you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High,
amen,
as you witness the rewards of the wicked. Because I have made you the Lord, my refuge, and even you, the Most High, my dwelling place, there shall no evil befall me, nor any plague, COVID-19, or calamity come near your tent. This is your tent on earth. Your body is your tent. Your soul and your spirit are harbored in this tent. And that soul and spirit, this body will fall to the ground in death. But your soul and your spirit's either going to go to heaven or to hell. No in-between place. So you make up your mind to make Jesus your Lord. And not just for that reason, it's because you love Him, too. But this, they call this the tent in 1 Corinthians. Your body is just a tent, so you can walk around the earth with authority, and yet your soul, your mind, will, and emotions, and your body, and your spirit are in there. And your spirit and soul live. Many people have died and then come back, and they said they could see, they knew what was going on in their soul. They had a mind. Your brain dies, but you have a mind. And your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Verse 11, for He will give His angels a special charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways, but of obedience and service. And those angels shall bear you up in their hands, lest you even dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent. You'll trample them underfoot,
amen,
crush them, step on them. because I'm going to use somebody's name. Let's see here. Because Debbie has set her love upon me, saith God, I will deliver her. I will set her on high because Debbie knows and understands my name. She has a personal knowledge of my mercy, my love, and kindness.
Yeah.
Debbie trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake her, no, never. Debbie will call upon me, and I will answer her. I will be with her in trouble. I will deliver her and honor her. And with long life will I satisfy Debbie and show her my salvation. My safety, what's salvation mean?
Safety,
healing, deliverance, prosperity, preservation, and a sound mind. Amen. So ushers, have you passed out? Yet? Passed out? Yet? No. Okay.
Some laughter, church.
Amen.
We're gonna make Jesus glad and the devil sad. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise
God. Okay. Glory to God. Get the little looking glass.
Father, thank you so much for your word. Your word never returns void, but shall accomplish what we please and prosper in the thing for which we sent it. You said, when we give, it is given unto us. Oh, you said, Lord, before that, though, you said, if we forgive,
come on,
then when we give, it is given unto us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men pour into our bosom. And with the measure of heart we give, it is given back to us. You know, there's a scripture in the Gospels that actually said before you give, that you should run to your enemy and make it right with them.
Yeah.
You know why? Because then you get back.
Yeah, you do.
Amen. That's the biggest one is unforgiveness.
Well, faith working by love.
That's right. Amen. Faith works by love.
Yep.
That's right. So let's just say this. My God
shall supply
all my needs,
all of our needs,
according to his riches and glory.
By Christ Jesus.
Amen. That glory is high glory.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Let's just do King James here. In the last day, hey, we're in it. That great day of the feast. Even though this is the last day, yeah, he was talking about that. But that doesn't make any difference. We're in it.
Yeah.
Jesus stood and he cried out. He cried it out. If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believes on me. I put not what he thinks, you know, don't believe what you think, believe on him. As the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And that's symbolic of the Holy Ghost. Now go to verse 39. But this he spoke of the Spirit, which they that believe in him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given when he said that. You know why? Because Jesus hadn't died on the cross yet.
Yeah.
Because Jesus was not yet glorified.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, imagine a flood. And a flood takes everything in its path.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And a flood comes out of your mouth. Yes. That's a flood, saith the Lord. That's a flood. And it removes things in your path. It takes all the problems. It takes all the defeat. It takes all the destruction. It takes all of the devil's lies, the traps, the schemes that he has. Stir yourself up by speaking in other tongues. And soon a flood comes out of your mouth. A flood comes out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Now, in Luke 24:49, and we're going to just go backwards. And this is more like proof, because people say, well, that isn't real. No, I got all of the Spirit I want.
No,
let me tell you this. When you get born again, the Holy Spirit has a work to do, but he works on your spirit to make it ready to receive the full glass.
Yeah.
Maybe this is what it looks like when you're born again.
Yeah.
You see, it's about two-thirds full.
A well.
And when the Holy Ghost comes in, it's overflowing. If you put more water in it, go whoosh, make the floor wet. Okay, but now I brought this up. Okay. People say that the church began in Acts 2. No, the church began in Luke 24, 49, and other gospels, but this one tells it the best. Jesus had already gone to the cross, and he went to visit these disciples that were hiding.
Yeah.
Okay? And in verse 49, he says, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." He had already died on the cross. They were born again. He said to them, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." You have to go to the other Gospels. Now, see, Jesus's disciples were instructed not to go anywhere. They were instructed not to go anywhere without this power.
Yeah.
Because it was for a purpose beyond themselves.
Yeah.
Same with us.
Yeah.
That power is for a purpose beyond ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what? We have the Spirit in us to help us and bless us, but He comes upon you. And I remember the very first time, but after going to a couple of Holy Ghost seminars with Kenneth Hagin, I noticed he said, "It's the Spirit upon you." He comes and He floods you.
Yeah.
See, and He can bring His help and He can bring His blessing to other people through you.
Yeah.
And He said that power would make us witnesses, divinely enabled representatives of Him.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, you can't just focus on your own Christianity. Me and my household.
No way.
You know what?
No way.
That's what makes you want to help other people.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is that.
It is.
We've been anointed to represent His power and anointing. And you know what? That I don't know. People are actually saying a revival is going to come out of this.
Amen.
This COVID-19. Okay. Now, the next verse then, let's go to Acts 1.
Come on.
Now, notice he said, "Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with the promise of the Father."
Yeah.
He said, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father."
Yeah.
This was a promise, Acts 1, right after the book of John.
Yeah.
Okay, verse 1 we'll read. And then verse 4. Okay. Oh, no, wait a minute. Let's just go, okay, go to verse 4.
Yeah.
Okay. "And being assembled together with them in that upper room, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but they should wait for the promise of the Father." We just read it in Luke 24:49.
Yep. Amen.
"Which saith he, you have heard of me."
Yeah.
"For John truly baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." What does baptism mean? Baptism means to immerse all the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're totally immersed.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're baptized, we're not talking about water baptism.
Yeah.
We're talking about being filled, immersed, overflooded with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And it said, now, verse 8, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me both in Jerusalem and all of Judea," let's say Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. "You shall be," if you get filled with the Holy Ghost, "you shall be witnesses to me in all of Fremont," in all the little surrounding towns like Clarkson, Dodge, Arlington,
Cumber.
Council Bluffs, Cedar Bluffs. You know, all those little towns, you could be a witness to them. Okay, now, that power is called dynamite power, dunamis power. It's the most powerful force in the universe. It's more powerful than any existing nuclear power on earth. Power for what? Power to witness. Power to have boldness. Power for you to be set free of bondages, of alcohol, of drugs, of hurt and rejection from the past, of abuse, of sexual abuse, of all kinds of word abuse, all of it. Power to do what God has appointed you to do, what He wants you to do. Power to be healed. And by praying in the Holy Ghost, I tell you what, you can get rid of that, oh, poor me, I've been abused, you know, attitude. You can get rid of it. Rid of it permanently. It's because it's a mentality that the doctor, that the devil's always trying to say to you. And depression, you can get rid of it. See, the Holy Ghost is a comforter. He's so much. He's a counselor, a comforter. He's a helper. He's an intercessor. He's an advocate like a lawyer. He's a strengthener. He's a standby. He's all of those things to you. And you can get rid of the darkness, the residue, the infection of the past. He'll purge it out of you. Now, you say, well, I speak in tongues and He didn't do that to me. You're not praying in tongues enough.
No, you're not.
You got to pray more in tongues. See, He purges memories. He purges the DVDs that the devil tries to put in the player and remember when you got abused by your blah, 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 blah. Remember, you know, He'll play it, replay it for you. See, your brain stores everything you heard, but the Holy Ghost can delete it. And He can purge you of the harmful thoughts by the blood of Jesus. And Hebrews, and we talked about this. Hebrews 9:14 says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge and clear your conscience from dead works so that you can serve the Lord your God. Okay, this hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now go to Acts 2. Let's read verses 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, you know what? The Holy Ghost came from heaven. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of the Father and the Son. He came through the barriers. I'm not kidding. This is real. This is the first time He was on earth. He came through. He came through that atmosphere. Right through. The places where jets can't, or all that equipment they have can't get through. And He came into that upper room. And it was like a hurricane wind. It actually said that word in the Hebrew and the Greek say it's hurricane, a hurricane wind. You can imagine what that was like. This was powerful. It was a sound from heaven, probably sounded like a train, because they say hurricanes sound like that and tornadoes. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verse 3, and there appeared unto them, it says cloven tongues, but cloven tongues mean clean tongues, like as of fire, and it sat on them. I heard one of the preachers say, it was a heavy sat, as it went whoosh, through their whole body. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, here's the biggest fallacy of people not being able to speak in tongues. You got to move your tongue. You've got to act on it. And if you don't act on it, nothing will happen. Well, the Holy Ghost, yeah, the Holy Ghost trying to give you utterance, but he can't do it for you. You've got to speak in tongues. You're the one who has to blah, 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 open your mouth. And most of the time when that happens, people say, oh, I just made that up.
Yeah.
Nope, you did not. You got to make it up in order to get going.
Yeah.
You know what? That's all the word says. You believe you're healed, but if you never speak scriptures of healing out of your mouth, it won't work.
No.
You've got to say something.
Yeah.
Every single, hey, when you got born again, it says you can believe Jesus died on the cross, he was buried and was resurrected, but if you never say it and you never say, Jesus, come into my heart, you ain't got it.
No.
You got to believe it in the heart. Say it with the mouth.
Yeah.
This is the same thing. You believe it in your heart. You say something with your mouth.
Yeah.
Even if it sounds like gibberish.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. And that's the only way. Now, I've got so many notes in them. Okay. Let's go to verse 15 through 21.
Hallelujah.
What time is it? Okay. Yeah. If I'd have known this, I'd have brought my notes on the book, but that's okay. Okay, now there were people there, and they were amazed and marveled, because even though the disciples were not speaking, there was a big gathering there from people from all over, from different countries, and they could hear in their dialects. Those people heard in their dialect, even if they weren't speaking in the dialect. Who was it? Was it something with Gloria Copeland? They were in a foreign country together, her and Kenneth. And she, the pastor or whoever it was gave a tongue. And Gloria interpreted in English. And the only one who could understand it was Kenneth. But he gave it, and then the interpreter gave it to the people.
Yeah.
But see, you can be in you know what? Sometimes we speak English. If that person doesn't know English, English might be the tongue. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you're going to get away with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, verse 15. Then, here they were, and somebody said, wah. Then somebody says, these guys are just drunk. No, it says, for these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And I'm trying to say this scripture every day, because we're in the last of the last. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
Yeah.
That's the latter rain.
Yeah.
And your sons and your daughters will prophesy.
Yeah.
Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams.
Yeah.
And you know what it says? We're all going to see visions and dreams.
Yeah.
And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out on those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And I put on the side glory with fog so thick. Just look at the fog outside. That's what the glory looks like. The glory is here a lot of times. Even when Dr. Dufresne was here, he said the glory is in this church. He said he saw the glory. So I know that glory is here, but this will be like fog, like it was at Azusa Street. That's what I'm waiting for. Glory so thick that the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. Haven't you seen those? I mean, there was blood moons, right? And all that stuff that came just not the last year, last couple of years.
Donnie, that's what Greg's talking about, isn't he?
All right.
Greg's talking about that.
Mm-hmm. He did talk about that. But the moon will be turned at, I've seen it. It looks bright red at night.
Yeah.
They say it's actually from pollution. Yeah. Doesn't make any difference. It's a sign.
It's a sign.
Do you know that after all this, if you noticed this COVID-19, when they really announced it, the next day it snowed. And then snow has been in all 50 states at once, even in Hawaii and the warm states. And it's a sign of cleansing. God has given his sign. Those are signs. We're seeing signs right now. See, take what they're at. We're seeing the signs. Even if it's red from pollution, it's a sign from God. We're in the last days. Doesn't make any difference how it got there. Let's not get into the mind of trying what it is. But that, I know that's what it is, but that doesn't make any, it's still a sign. And then it says, and before that great and notable day of the Lord come, till he comes back for us, and it will come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Go to verse 33. And this proves, therefore, being at the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise, which was tongues, it was being filled with the Holy Ghost. Tongues is not being filled with the Holy Ghost. No. Tongues is a sign of being filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
It says, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. Verse 38, and Peter said, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Now he's saying here, repent, God forgive me, I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
Yep.
The only thing, you cannot speak in tongues unless you are born again.
Exactly.
You have to be born again.
Yep.
Amen.
That's absolutely a prerequisite to it.
That's it.
You have to be born again. And then, for the remission of sins. I saw something bright on the side of my eyes, but it was your... I went, is there a fire over there? Oh, there is a fire. It's Lonnie Brown. He's on fire. I saw it twice. It says, okay, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost for the promise. See, that word promise is in there. Promise, the promise, the promise, the promise. He already got them born again when he visited them before he got ascended up into heaven.
Come on.
See, he visited those disciples and got them born again. And then Mary, that's a good one to use. Mary, his mother, was in the upper room and she had to be born again and spirit-filled too. She is not the Savior as some believe.
Well, she needed to repent.
She needed to repent too. For the promise is unto you, there it is again, to your children, to all who are far off, even as many as the Lord shall call.
Come on.
And the Lord has called us all.
Yep.
You know, there's no people that have been picked and not picked.
Right.
He's called every one of us. And he died for every person. And every person can be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
It's a matter of belief. It's a matter of doing it. And the benefits are way beyond anything.
On.
I mean, when you don't know how to pray, you can pray in the Holy Ghost. We had sheets with 101 reasons to speak in tongues.
Yeah.
And I know we've got them somewhere. 101 reasons why you should speak in tongues. And there are so many of them. For the situation, this is why I'm even talking about it. For the situation we're in right now. Because we don't really know what's all behind it.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's more than meets the eye. And so we need to pray in tongues. Because you're praying 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. Now, I could go into showing you, you know, like a lot of the stories in the book of Acts, but we really don't have. They're mostly in chapters 8, 9, and 10 of different ways that the Holy Ghost...
Glory to God.
Well, okay. Anyway.
Praise God.
Oops, I'm in the wrong place here. 1 Corinthians. It's after the book of Romans.
Lord. 14:2.
Now, it talks about the gifts of the Spirit in verse or chapter 12. Sandwiched in between, then it goes into tongues in verse 14.
Yeah.
I mean, verse chapter 14.
13.
And 13 is love. Sandwiched in between it is love. Without love, you're a noisy gong. And it says, even in chapter 13, verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Now, sometimes you speak in tongues of angels. Your tongues could change. I've heard them change. And if you don't have love, you're nothing but a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though you have all these gifts of prophecy, and you think, oh, wow, is that person spiritual? If they aren't walking in love, they're still in the babyhood stage of Christianity. Because the Corinthians had to be corrected. And they were babies, but they were operating in them.
Yeah.
You know what? Doesn't make any difference. Here, look what it says, verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and I don't have any love, it will profit you absolutely nothing. You can give away. That's what I mean. In Colossians, it says... Colossians 1, it says, make sure what you're doing has God wants you to do. It can be a good work and have no value. It'll be burned up right in front of your eyes when you go to heaven. Because he's going to determine. Everybody thinks that if we do all these things, I mean, do them if God told you to.
Right. Get involved in church.
Yeah, but I mean, do you see what I mean?
Right.
Okay. Oh, I was so nice. I gave away 20 pairs of shoes. I gave away all my clothes.
I didn't know you.
But did God tell you to do that?
Right.
Yeah. But and up in heaven. But see, if He does, and you have, and then do it.
Yeah.
But don't just do it because somebody else is doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? That's really important. And then people look down on you because, for example, maybe I'm not working in the food bank. You know what I mean? I've got a different job to do. I can't do all that. Okay. But it says, walk and live and conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the Lord. This is in Colossians. Fully pleasing to Him, desiring to please Him, being fruitful, bearing fruit in every good work. Are you bearing the fruit and steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of God because you're doing that good work?
Right.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Good. And if it could be taking up your time, but not necessarily. No, I'm not, because I'm just telling you, whenever you get into a good work and you're starting like to... You're getting weary, and it's starting to take up your time to spend intimate time with the Lord.
Yeah.
It's not being fruitful anymore.
Yeah, you're doing it on your own.
You know what? You're doing it on your own.
Yeah.
And maybe to even, you know. So I'm just telling you that. I don't know why God's telling me to tell you that, though. I'm just being led by Him. You can tell, because I didn't. So anyway. But all of that has to be done in love.
Yeah.
All of it. Okay. Do we get to 14:2?
Let's do it.
All right. I like it out of the King James.
1 Corinthians.
What did I say?
You said 14:2.
Oh, okay. For he that speaks in an unknown tongue does not speak unto men, but he speaks unto God.
Yeah.
He got a hot phone to God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the spirit he speaks mysteries. You know what you're speaking out when you're speaking in tongues? You're speaking in the mystery of what is God's plan for my life. What is my destiny? You know, people say, well, what am I supposed to do? Start in the ministry of helps. When you started the ministry, I was in every area of the ministry of helps. I'm not kidding you. Every area, from cleaning toilets to everything. And you may, ministry of helps is a one of the highest, noblest thing in God's eyes to do. But people, if people say, well, I'm supposed to be a prophet. Well, I'm supposed to be an apostle. And you know what? You'll never get there unless you start at the bottom. You have to, you know, do something for God. But you'll speak out that mystery of helping yourself get rid of abuse from the past or hurt, insecurity. Yeah, all those kind of things. Healing can come. Total healing. People they dub retarded. You know, this is a thing. And you're not speaking from your mind. You're speaking from here. Out of your belly. Out of your belly. Flow. 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 That's what it is. Okay, so, and you know, my one daughter, Patty, she went to Italy? No. Greece. And I understand at that time the Grecians didn't like us too much. Nope. They didn't like Americans. And she rented a moped and she liked art. You know, she's that way. That's and she rented a moped. Patty is really smart, but she's not practical sometimes. She left the keys in it. And somebody stole it. And the police, she told the police, you know what? They were going to arrest her and throw her into jail. And that happens in Cancun too, right? Or in Mexico. Your brother, or not you, but your brother. And then they tried to bribe his mother to give all this money to get him out of jail. And those jails are rotten.
You don't want to be in them.
They're horrible. Not like, that's like a luxury hotel. Our jails are compared to that stuff. And in the middle of the night, 3 a.m., she was living in a hostel, or, you know, you can live in there real, staying. She was there for a month. We're going to be there for a month. And they're knocking on her door, slamming, get out, you American, get out, we arrest you. Well, they spoke in Italian, or rather, I don't know, Greece. But this is it. My daughter, Michelle, said, Mom, something's wrong with Patty. Something's wrong. I feel it. I feel it. You're going to feel it in here. She said, something's wrong. Something's wrong. I know something's wrong. Okay, let's pray in tongues. Her and she was in Omaha. I was here in my house. And we sat in we both just prayed in tongues. And Patty later said that they were taking her. They were going to take her to jail in the middle of the night. And an American lawyer with his family was in the hostel or a room close by. He heard all the fuss. He came out there and he rescued her. And he says, you cannot do that. Because she didn't, I don't know what to do. Yeah, but she's like, you know, 20s.
Sure.
Because somebody stole her moped.
Uh-huh.
The one she rented.
She left the key in it.
Yeah, left the key in it. Yeah.
Daddy.
Yeah. Anyway, do you see tongues? It's just, I can't even explain to you how many times they're My keys, there's a lady in Arizona, she's older than I am now. She's a pastor, she's still pastoring two churches.
Louise Brock.
And she came from a background of a lot of Pentecostal pastors. Great-grandfather, grandfather, father. And she even played, Catherine Kuhlman would come to their church.
Yeah.
She played the piano for her.
Yeah.
And she did. And then she got married to a pastor herself. And they were pastoring a church. And pretty soon, that her husband was seeing the secretary. He's messing around. The secretary even got pregnant. So it just devastated her. Because you could see the background she came from.
Yeah.
I mean, that would, you know, just trusting, being always with God, you know, in her home. And they had children themselves. She had two children. And it devastated her, and he divorced her. He married the secretary. But she said, I did nothing but sit in a rocking chair and pray in tongues.
Yeah.
And pray in tongues and pray in tongues for almost 3 weeks without stopping and crying. You know, it's just, she was just so hurt and devastated because it, you know, the church and everything, you know, you heard, what does it do to your church? And she said, I got over it so much that that secretary and her ex-husband, they're friends. They're friends. The secretary wasn't even born again, but she said they're good friends. Actually, well, she's got two kids that want to see their daddy too. I mean, now we're talking, she's like 86 already, but this was way back when she was young.
Yeah.
But she totally got over it from praying in tongues.
Yeah.
And I heard her preach that in Omaha.
Pastor Nancy
so,
did too.
That, well, yeah. But they're just, the benefits are extreme.
Amen.
Extreme. Now, you can get filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, if there's anybody here that wants to be filled with the Holy Ghost,
come on.
We can work on it tonight right here.
Sure.
Or, you know, if you want to, just come up here. And when we're a small crowd tonight, or, you know what? The one thing you have to do is know that you have received Jesus as your personal Savior.
Yep.
And you say, God, I desire to be filled with your Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. It's necessary that you ask him.
These last days especially.
And you know what? The disciples actually would lay hands on the people, and they would speak with other tongues. And so, you know, that's something you can receive it in the bathtub. I received it in the bathtub, didn't even know what it was. In the shower, in your bedroom, in your bed, any place, in the kitchen, any place, you can. But I'm just going to ask you, if you want to come up here right now, we can do that. I don't know if there's anybody in here.
Or even a fluent language.
Or if you want to make your language more fluent. I know it's, you know, not always easy to come up, but this is what God told me to do tonight. Skip two notebooks full of notes. Okay, well, going once, going twice.
joy too.
But that's, you know, you know, yeah, it'll give you joy in the midst of all this. And you can pray for the government the right way.
Yeah.
You can pray for what's going on the right way. That's what's good.
Yeah.
Mostly pray in tongues for this COVID-19.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
So, anyway.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, well.
Hallelujah.
I've even taken people privately in my office. And they've gotten, I remember, I might just say the name, Angela Witt. Even, I know you were filled, but you never spoke in tongues. But that was way back, 26 years ago, right? 27 years ago. Yeah.
Didn't they say
that? Who else? Sarah Cross? Yeah. She came from Pentecostal church, but she thought she had to get all emotional. You don't have to.
No.
You just go out of your belly. But just, you know, God, I desire to speak in tongues.
Yeah.
In fact, everybody who can speak in tongues, let's just do that right now.
Yeah.
And you know what? And then, you know what? People have gone ba 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 ba. You could start that way. You've got to do something. If you don't put any action to your faith, you receive it by faith. You're not going by your emotions. And I'll be honest with you, Sarah Cross thought it was by emotion. And she thought she had to feel it and get real hyped up. And I said, no, you don't. Just get. And she got it just like that. Just like that. I read that old church when Bill brought her. You know what? And I'm not sure. I think you got, didn't you get baptized in the Holy Ghost?
No, I got that all the time. I only got one word for a long time.
Yeah. You only got one word for a long time. And, you know, it's just, it's easy. And you go and you, after a while, and you don't really come from your head.
No, no.
Even if you say you're making it up.
Yeah.
Make it up. I mean, I don't, you know, do something, you know, but usually you can feel it coming up. Yeah. And after a while it flows and it gets stronger and stronger and stronger, stronger and stronger. Okay. Yes, Ken.
What is so exciting is it says in Acts 10:46, you pray in tongues and you magnify the Lord.
Yes.
I thought, oh my goodness. Look what you're missing out when you don't
pray
in tongues. You're magnifying the
Right.
Lord.
You're magnifying Him.
It's in Acts 10, verse 46.
You magnify Him. There's it's the highest form of praising Him. It says in Corinthians, it says you and you give Him thanks well.
Yeah.
In other words, the best way to thank the Lord is in tongues. You're thanking Him in tongues. Other times you're praying for someone.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the exciting part. Right
there. Like my daughter.
Yeah.
I mean, without that, she could have been,
dead, maybe.
In a Grecian jail, raped, who knows what.
Yeah.
You know?
Fear of man, the cantaloupe searching on the parts
probably
of the
not treated nicely.
Yep.
Praise the Lord.
And just happened to be a lawyer. Yes, ma'am.
I mean, the right place, the right time, all the time.
Did that with my two daughters, you know. I couldn't see him at the time, and you know, my assistant.
Yes.
And so I just prayed over them. I prayed in tongues.
Yeah.
I got woke up during the night. Okay, my girls are in trouble. Which one? Lynn, Renee? It was one of them.
Yep.
And I just prayed over them, and then I had peace after I prayed in tongues. About 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, see?
And then again, like a month or maybe 2 weeks, here we go again. But then after my girls came home, they told me they had to go to the mental ward, you know.
Oh.
They're in Iowa, they put them on so much drugs and stuff like that. So it's just, and my other daughter, she didn't want to take them.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just like an impossible care.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah.
Not where they need to be.
Right.
But you know what?
Yeah.
They're doing great.
Yeah.
And I have fellowship with them now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. See, and probably because you prayed in tongues.
Yes.
That, you know what? Yeah. Amen. For all of our children.
That's right. And our that situation, Brother Hagin, this guy had to go up on oil there.
Oh. Yeah.
And he took care of the oil derricks. Okay? And he was supposed to go up there on the top up there.
Right.
And he was praying in tongues in the morning. And the Spirit of God said, don't go up there.
Yeah.
Do
that's
not
right.
go up there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go up there. That's my job.
Mm-hmm.
So he got there to the job, you know. And the boss said, you go up there and that has to be straightened out up there. He said, I'm not going up there. He said, what? You're not going up there. Yeah, get out of the way. I'll go up there. And just
yeah, like you, or you're not a man. You're scared to go up there. But he heard from
God said, whoever goes up there is going to lose their head.
Mm-hmm.
And he got up there and was working about 10 minutes, and all of a sudden he fell, and the cable cut his head right off.
The cable.
I'll tell you, the Spirit of God knows whether you're supposed to be in the right place at the right time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Save your life.
It's so important. I could tell you more, but praise God.
Yeah, a lot of people that missed 9/11 because they prayed it. Yeah.
One guy decided to take
there.
His
they got
daughter
out of
to
there.
Get an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
And they were saved.
Yep. A lot of things. The benefits are edifies you when you're down. Stops depression.
Right.
Well, look at that. Look at that. Louise Brock. I mean, gosh. Yeah. So yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's just all pray in tongues, and let it flow out of here. Quit thinking.
I
have no idea what I even say. Some people say, "Well, I know the word I say, but I don't even know anymore." Maybe at first I did. You know, I'm not saying that. Okay. Praise God. Just let it come out of your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Ah, ah, you can't. La 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 la. Make your tongue go. La 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 la. If you don't do that, it doesn't work. La 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 Urapakashita totoro kotoro, hinevakala vakarakara la 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 la. Eh, baratata. Open your mouth and he'll fill it. Urada la 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 la. Pova. Hira vashatra. Ustre tashta. Urata shididia. Don't pay attention to me. I've been speaking in tongue for 40 years. Urabahashti kari katara tiata. Hine makarevatia surupatatia. Isto korokoshita tatariato. Isto sakriosotia. Isto sakokria tapariata. Iri de toroyo soria tatatede. Iri di tatarada da patono da ban. Iahara madan. Uhura batani di porosikata. Miskis korokoshiri katariata. Iskara kotoroyo sorabata. Istrata sitaretosi a. Pande, hudi patene wata, hiri vashatariata te, husikara kashete, hustiriata, ustiria satakito tate, yakare vashite titiatoroto, isarepatatiata retea tatata, tarevashatariata tata, mandabriata, hasheto strinda, hiri vatatiata farama korkotoya, iriko shakarionda, inadet helmaratata. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? For those of you, Jesus, you need to practice this at home. I'll tell you what, this is the only thing that's going to help you in these last days. We're in something right now that shouldn't be. It should not be. And the only way is us Christians is praying in tongues. Because we don't know what's all behind it. Some of it's a... What? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just think, churches are being shut down. Never encountered that. Whoever thought that would happen. Even last week, I didn't think it would happen. I mean, when we were singing those songs, it felt like crying. But we're not crying, we're going to laugh. Because it's going to be over quick.
Amen.
Okay, well, we're going to just keep doing this at home.
Yeah.
Doing it at home. Doing it. And say, God, I want to speak in tongues. And open your mouth. But you got to move your tongue. Doesn't make any difference what you say. I've heard people sound like babies. Doesn't make any difference. Yeah. He had one guy, he went, he passed on to heaven, El Cruz. I loved it. Oh, and when he would sing, he was so off pitch, but he loved God so much. I thought, let him sing with all his heart. Because he just, oh, way off pitch. I loved it. Sing, that meant more to God. And someone singing perfect. You know what? And not singing from the heart. God wants the heart. He wants your heart. Be real with it. Okay, sing that line. I mean, sing.